Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees, breezy with west wind gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 64, and on Thursday sunny with a high near 85. And in the news for today, in a follow-up to a story we reported on Tuesday, both Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. House voted Tuesday to enshrine the right to same-sex and interracial marriages in federal law, though the bill's path forward in the Senate is unclear. The 267 to 157 bipartisan vote stemmed from concerns that the U.S. Supreme Court's decision last month to overturn the constitutional right to an abortion may not be the only fundamental right the conservative justices could undo. A total of 47 Republicans voted for the bill, including Wisconsin's Representative Brian Steele. The rest of Wisconsin's Republican delegation, including Representatives Scott Fitzgerald, Mike Gallagher, Glenn Grothman, and Tom Tiffany, all voted against the measure. Wisconsin Democrat Representatives Ron Kind, Gwen Moore, and Mark Pocan all voted for it. The Respect for Marriage Act, sponsored by New York Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler, would require state government to recognize marriages from other states regardless of the sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin of the two people in the marriage. The Democrats' decision to bring the measure to the floor, he said, was designed for political messaging heading into the November midterm elections. Democrats who took to the floor during debates said the bill is necessary given Associate Justice Clarence Thomas's opinion in the abortion case Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. Thomas wrote that the court should reconsider three cases that stem from the same due process clause under the 14th Amendment that previously included the right to an abortion. In a floor speech, Wisconsin's Representative Mark Pocan said, quote, "This is a simple bill, whether or not you support current law on marriage in this country, which includes for the LGBT and interracial couples across the nation. This bill is very necessary because the extremist-packed Supreme Court recently took away a half a century of law on Roe, and in that decision, Justice Clarence Thomas said they should revisit it on marriage equality," Pocan said. LGBTQ advocates have pushed for Congress to enshrine the right to marry, and reproductive rights supporters have encouraged lawmakers to guarantee that women can continue deciding whether to use birth control without government interference. All are concerned the conservative Supreme Court may overturn those fundamental rights in the future based on the Thomas opinion. The U.S. House is expected to vote on a bill Thursday that would ensure women have the ability to choose if and how they use contraception. It's unclear if the marriage bill the House passed on Tuesday can garner the GOP support needed to clear the U.S. Senate's 60-vote legislative filibuster. Again, information for this report was used by permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.